USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden is scheduled to visit the U.S.-Mexico border on Thursday amidst mounting criticism of his immigration policy. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters the president intends to encourage Republicans to reconsider a border deal that was brokered by a bipartisan group of senators.
Stop playing politics and to provide the funding needed for additional U.S. Border Patrol agents, more asylum officers, fentanyl detection technology, and more.
The agreement collapsed earlier this month following staunch opposition from Republicans who argued that it lacked sufficient measures to stem the tide of illegal immigration. Authorities say the individual accused in the killing of a University of Georgia student is an illegal immigrant with a prior criminal record. Jose Ibarra was apprehended in connection with the homicide of 22-year-old Lakin Riley, whose remains were found last week in a wooded area near the university. Former President Trump is seeking to overturn his $454 million civil fraud verdict in New York. His legal team submitted a notice of appeal Monday, pointing to alleged judicial errors. The appeal disputes the ruling that Trump misrepresented his wealth to advance his real estate interests. The 2024 presidential contest makes its way to Michigan on Tuesday, following Donald Trump's decisive victory over Nikki Haley in her native South Carolina last Saturday, effectively securing the Republican nomination for president. While Trump is anticipated to secure Michigan, Haley remains committed to the race, saying a majority of Americans disapprove of both Trump and President Biden. A significant U.S. Supreme Court hearing Monday centered on the influence of social media companies on online content. The court scrutinizing laws supported by Republicans in Texas and Florida, which were enacted amid allegations that platforms like TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube exhibit bias against conservative viewpoints. The companies contend any regulation targeting them infringe upon their First Amendment freedom of speech. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
The Federal Trade Commission has filed a lawsuit seeking to halt the merger between grocery giants Kroger and Albertsons. The FTC contends that the proposed merger, which would constitute the largest consolidation in U.S. supermarket history, could lead to increased consumer prices. Initially announced in 2022, the merger aimed to unite the 5th and 10th largest retailers in the nation. Some politicos want him to step up and potentially challenge for the Democratic presidential nomination, but California Governor Gavin Newsom says he's all in for a second Biden term in the White House. Ryan Daniels has more.
He says the economy has weathered historic inflation because paychecks have continued to roll for millions of Americans.
What he's done in 3 years has been a masterclass, close to 15 million jobs. That's eight times more than the last three Republican presidents combined.
Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Newsom said he felt confident Biden would come out on top in the 2024 election. Meanwhile, the Trump campaign continues to push messages about the U.S. economy and how it was humming under his administration prior to the COVID-19 pandemic.
A significant weather system is moving across the United States. Snowfall expected in the Mountain West while the plains face the risk of fires. Additionally, the Midwest may experience thunderstorms. This marks the onset of the first of two storm systems that are expected to affect the country in the coming week. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.